Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Well, we talked about we have the same manager. Mm-hmm. And one thing I was thinking about is, well, the difference between an agent and a manager and kind of the importance of a manager. Because mm-hmm. I think it's really important. I know some people mm-hmm. just have an agent, not a manager. Some people have manager, not an agent. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's as common.
Right.
Probably.
Well, I think more if you're more development is
right.
more common or younger.
Yeah.
To have just a manager.
Just a manager.
Mm-hmm.
I find that the, you know, if you have a manager that works for you anyway,
yeah.
And what I mean by that is like you guys have a good relationship, not that they don't work or,
yeah.
you know, there's a symbiotic relationship with you and the manager
mm-hmm.
because they, so the agent is more like they're getting you auditions mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And your manager is more like they get to really know you.
Yeah.
More in depth as a person probably and
yeah.
and what we want to do in the future
right.
and how we're going to get there.
Right.
And so for like holistically, the manager is really important as far as like for me keeping my spirits up.
Yeah.
Keeping me motivated, passing things along for my agent that they might not have time to tell me. What do you think about that?
I agree with all of that. I heard someone say one time, you're married to your manager and you're dating your agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the agent might come and go, but if you have the right manager, it's kind of like you most likely would stick with your manager for your career.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, surely what I want to do. I'm in love with Jess and she knows
right.
it. In love with Brian now too. So I'm slightly involved in a throuple that the two people out of the three don't
oh,
know about.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jess is, you know, not only my manager, one of my best friends. Brian, I think he's okay.
He's definitely like the lesser of
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
If there's like
really
an average line, Brian's definitely above that average line. Like, he's not below it.
He's definitely above it.
Above the average
sure.
line. Yeah, for sure.
I actually can't even joke. I actually really like Brian.
I do too.
I know that you joke. I'm like, I can't even joke at this point. I really,
Brian's,
really.
But the thing is, if I pay Brian a compliment, then he'll be like.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, whatever. Just tell him not to listen to this episode.
Yeah, yeah. But he listens to all of them.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Obsessive. You?
Brian's a big fan of Breakfast. He's
Aww.
a
nice.
Brenfy. That's what they call the Breakfast fans.
Is that or, what they're calling
I
them?
I don't know. Breakfast Burrito Brigade.
Oh.
The Waffle Posse.
Well, the Tajin.
The Tajin.
Tribe.
Yeah, sure.
That's only us. But I was going to say, yeah, and I agree. I talk to Jess about everything, like every single thing, not necessarily personally, but also
yeah.
personally. And I talk to her about my hair. I talk to her about my teeth. I talk to her about my outfits. Like, not every day or every audition, of course.
Yeah.
But like, on a general, bigger scale, I'll be like, this is what I'm thinking I'm doing. I'm like, I told her when I was getting a new tattoo. I told her when I was getting a new
yeah.
ear piercing. Like, and then she's like, thank you for telling me. It's more personal, but I feel like when we say that word, it feels like we're talking about our personal lives with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they know about our personal lives in a way, but it's more, they generally have a smaller clientele so that they can have more
right.
involvement than agents.
Yeah.
And like your agents are like, of course, if you have a good agent involved and you can talk to them about personal stuff too, but
yeah.
they just generally have a little less time, I think. Mm-hmm. Again, I keep saying generally because this is all in a general sense.
Right.
I think one other thing I was going to say about that is it's just, and to me, it's just been vital to have
yeah.
a good manager.
Well, I don't know. I've had other managers.
Yeah, same.
And it's been much less successful.
Right.
In every way. In the relationship that we had.
Yeah.
In the work that I was able to procure and all that. You know, right. just in every way. So it's really.
I think that it's too, it's more about them getting you. Them getting you and them seeing the same trajectory that you want to be on
yep.
as they do.
Like yeah.
It's kind of like the very foundation of it, I think.
One of the reasons I really like my manager, like I think they believe in me more than I believe in myself even, which is maybe that's a bad thing on my part, but
yeah.
actors have all these, as much as we are a lot of times egotistical,
mm-hmm.
maybe cocky,
mm-hmm.
there's still also that little thing in the back of your head that you're like, it's very easy to go to like, you're terrible. You haven't booked anything in like 3
yeah,
months.
Of course.
You know?
Every day.
Yeah. So that person that's like, you know, reminds you like, hey, you're good. By the way, you remember that you're good, right? is an invaluable thing. And you believe them. It's not just like.
You're like, oh, you're not blowing smoke up my ass. 100%. Yeah. Actually, that even just happened today. I talked to her like an hour or two ago on the phone. Yeah. And she was like, well, we were talking about this one thing. She was like, because you do book. And I was like, oh, do I? I felt like I don't anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
But she was, again.
But that's the thing. It's like, your thing is like, as soon as you book something and you shoot it, then you're like 2 weeks later, you're like, I'm nobody. I mean.
Two weeks later, you're like 3 days.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be generous. I'm trying to not make us seem so insane,
Cassidy. We're insane. I'm accepting it. We need a lot of therapy and I'm in it. So.
In 2 weeks, I'll be like, I have not booked anything in 3 weeks. It was Christmas and New Year's. Or they're not Christmas and New Year's.
Exactly. Other people are working this time. Not many. And also, if they are working, they're wishing they could work.
Yeah, they wish
on the holidays.
Well, I think that's interesting to talk about the whole, just the dynamic that you might have if you have a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if there are actors out there listening and you have a manager and it's not quite working, then, you know, it's something to think about anyway,
mm-hmm.
because that's what you want it to kind of look like. I've had managers and agents when I was younger in my career where I was like, I just was like, I'm not going to think about doing something different, changing representation because, you know, I don't think I can get anything else.
Yeah.
Which is just the absolute wrong way to think about it. You mm-hmm. know, like if nothing was happening with you and you didn't feel like they got you, they didn't feel like they were really supporting you. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't help either one of you to just stay on their roster, right? Because you're just another name on the roster and they're not doing anything for you. And like, it only serves the purpose of you saying like, yeah, I have a manager.
Right.
Who cares?
I mean, right. Yeah.
I have a manager that is awesome. That's what matters.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it's a tricky line to play. I've had both experiences before, Jess, too, where I was on a roster and I was like, nothing's really happening. So what am I doing? And then the one before that, like, really, truly did believe in me, as I told you yesterday. But then also still, I didn't feel as though anything was progressing.
Right. So there's there's the whole thing where like, okay, they get you. They're going to, if you want to, like, what are we going to do next? They'll kind of help you generate ideas
mm-hmm.
and things like that. That's one part of it. The other part of it is, do they have any relationships with casting directors, with directors,
with
all
agents.
These people that can help you get mm-hmm. a new agent, help the agent get you auditions or things like that?
Yeah.
Because that's another thing, right? They could, like you said, you're one, because I had an agent like that too. She believed in me a lot. She was mm-hmm. really great, but she just had no relationships with them. She couldn't do anything for me.
Oh yeah, it could even be small stuff too, like, hey, do you think that I should send this as a gift from this job to this agent, or do you think I should say this in this email or not this in this email? Like, just a second opinion.
Yep. I had a thing one time. I'll tell you a funny story. So I used to have an agent in Atlanta. We stopped working together just because COVID happened. And so I couldn't really fly back and forth if I needed to. And that's fine. You know, I totally got it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll pick up an agent in Atlanta again in a couple of years, or maybe not. Either way is fine. But there was a thing where I got an email from them saying that they had dropped me. I didn't like freak out.
Yeah.
I like emailed Jess and I said, hey, I got this email saying that they dropped me. And she goes, I don't think that's right. And so what had happened was there was some kind of glitch where it had dropped all of their people and they didn't drop any of them. So they were getting hundreds of calls.
Oh, no.
So Jess and I, you know, we were kind of like, it was a little strategic, but it was like, oh, I think this would be a nice thing to do. I found these like little stress balls that had emojis on them, like little smiley emojis and stuff and crazy face emojis and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an assortment pack. And I just sent them this whole assortment pack of stress ball emojis with a little note. It says something like, oh, I know you guys had like a crazy day the other day. So, you know, in case it gets crazy again, here's something. And they were like, you know, I went to visit and they all had them on their desks when I went to visit Atlanta that one time. So I don't know. I think it's nice to, but I did run that by Jess. I was like, is this too much? I'm trying to be nice to the, you know, I'm trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah.
And also, you know, obviously I'm trying to make myself remembered in their heads because that's a thing you want to do, you know.
Sure.
But yeah, it's all these things that, it's little things like that that you run by your manager because they're kind of like the voice is like, I don't think you should do that. Or
she's definitely told me that before. I'm like, I got this great idea. Da, 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 da. I've already begun it. What do you think? She's like, ooh, I'm not sure about that, but what's the deeper want in this, and can we get it in a different way?
Right. Well, definitely a couple times, Jess, I've hit her up and said, hey, there's this project that Brian Galese is doing. Should I do it? And she's like, I don't think so. I've read it.
Just every chance.
And then
get.
Sometimes she's like, okay, just say yes this time.
Yeah, so that he doesn't get mad at her.
Thank you. And then you can say no the next 5 times. It's
fun. She's like, I don't know how it's going to be anyway. She's like, I got to proofread everything anyway.